Amagwini ithokozani emakhosini. Igama lam nguzipho wakwaKudolamo elokugula nguMayihlome. Xa uthanda ungandibiza ngoGumayihlome okanye ngoGonyazi lweZulu. Bendizothanda uthatha eli thuba ndicamagushe kuzo zonke izihlweli ezindiphetheyo eziphakathi komzimba wam endilibeleyo okanye endingazibizanga ngoku zingaqumbi iziqalekisi. Ndiqale ngocamagusha emabheleni, emkolanga odlambulo oqunta ovaphi onondanda kuphakanyiswa, ndiyacamagusha. Ndicamagushe emazizini olamyeni omtatela ongxibinoboya. Ndicamagushe kombathane oxesibe, ndingawalibelanga mampinga owawa obholokoqoshe. Camagushe kwisihlwele sandiphehlelelayo sandibekibhekile entloko, nditsho kuthiyani uzengele unonkosi xa ndisitsho ndicamagushe. Camagushe ke kwisihlwele sotholo ondlangisa, ndicamagushe kootida ongcwangule. Camagushe kwisihlwele sandifundisa uphakama isidlozi, njalo ndithokozise kubaba wam uMamntambo kaNhlangothe, ngithi thokoza gogo. Ndithokozise kugogomkhulu wami uMapitsi kaMahoto, ndithi bayethe makhosi amakhulu, makhosi ezizwe. Ndiyacamagusha.
Thokozani and welcome to episode 19 of Gogo Have I Been Scammed, brought to you by Times Live. On this platform, we discuss, share wisdom, and raise awareness on all things traditional African spirituality and indigenous knowledge, including but not limited to scams. My name is Gogo Zipho Dolamo, and I am your host. I'd firstly like to wish you a warm welcome into the month of July. As we enter the second half of the year, per Gregorian calendar, many of us are gearing up towards the African New Year, which is said to happen in September. But many of us really are in spaces where July really is symbolic of us stepping into the second half of the year and looking forward to the end of the year. I generally and personally believe that it is good practice to declutter, cleanse ever so often, particularly when you're marking the beginning or ending of any particular phase or process in your life, be it the beginning of the year, the end of the year, however you observe those beginnings per your context. However, sometimes beginnings often call for cleanses, decluttering, and realignment, or however you want to go about it. Sometimes you need to reach out for help from healers and people who are knowledgeable on these spiritual topics and these spiritual kind of processes and rituals. Naturally fitting for this time of year when most of us are, you know, stepping into this new phase of the year with the new government having been introduced, the conversation about cleansing has re-emerged on Twitter. User at Disabled Mafokeng posed the question, "Nah, but why are river cleansings so expensive? 3.5. The tweet grossed over 200,000 views and engagements with nearly 100 retweets. Other users commented around the exorbitant prices, detailing that anything over 1,000 rand is crazy. Another user said, "Imagine paying 3.5 to get cleansed by a fake gomela." Other quoted retweets tried to explain or contextualize the time and resources that Izangoma put into these cleansings and these cleansing rituals. Another user said, "What about the Muti Odiwasho that they provide? The healer uses their time and resources to go and get these things that will help the cleansing. Some healers travel to other countries to get these things to help patients," said Kumi Hamase. There naturally is a split opinion that questions the legitimacy when it comes to the high prices charged by Izangoma. Assisting us in unpacking is the friend of the show, Amina Deka Asma. Amina is a qualified Sangoma, assuming the name Mkhulu Thandolwethu, as an ode to her guardians. Thank you, Mkhulu Kamako Thokoza, and thank you for joining us again on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. Sandla Pesquesing Mdumtala Sebulela.
Kamako. I just want to start off with your with I suppose your comments and utterances about the original tweet, right? And you said something that I found quite amusing, and that was, yes, it's like clockwork every year, Kesana. Can you tell us why, and clarify maybe for us why this conversation seeks to emerge so much at this time of year or whenever it does?
I think you put it quite beautifully when you mentioned the fact that we're at a time of the year where things are coming to an end and things are also starting, right? So it also happens to be quite a busy time logically. There's a lot of ndwasos happening. There's a lot of cleansings happening. It's just how things tend to happen for other guides. I know specifically in the spaces where I trained in, this time of the year tended to be the most busiest time, and things like that. But I think with every emergence of quote unquote a trend or something being popular around for time, there's also going to be conversation around it, right? So like now with the river cleansings, I mean, I know people who don't go to the river at all during winter because they say it's cold, but other people's guides prefer to go, you know, water spirits prefer a person to go to the river during winter. So it's like one of those topical things, but exactly like clockwork, there we go again. Talking not only about a river cleansing, but relating specifically to the what people are calling exorbitant in terms of pricing. So it's like, okay, what do you want? Like, if you're trying to buy a car, right? You don't have to. There's not only one place to go and buy a car. There's other places to go to. And if it's one thing we're not short of in South Africa, especially with the emergence of African spirituality, is traditional healers. So for me, it was that whole thing of like, oh my gosh, do you really have to have this conversation around this river cleansing being 3.5 or however much it is? But you could literally just say to that person, oh no, this is not going to work for me, and go and look for another person. You know, like very straightforward, very simple. But no, it must be topical when it's traditional healers.
And is your sort of apprehension towards entertaining this conversation on such a large scale that it is often targeted specifically towards traditional healers?
I mean, I don't even think it's apprehension. It's like, what's the point? You know, for me, what's the point of having the conversation? Like, it's always something, I think, also with the pricing that traditional healers charge. And okay, personally, for me, the prices that I charge don't come from me. I have nothing to do with those prices. I get told how much I must charge for each of the services that I offer, you know? And even with that being said, if a person comes to me, and bayachaza bana, look, this is the situation. I can only afford this, or is there a payment plan or things like that? Those types of options are available, but it's a case-by-case basis. So it's just one of those things like, really, what is the point? Because at the end of the day, when you go into a person's healing space, a person's ndumba, there was a reason why you went there, right? And again, now we must also look back at like, how did you find this healer? Did you get recommended? You know, were you drawn to this healer? Are you just trying to tick a box? There's many things that we must look at as to why a person went to a specific healer. Okay, sharp. Let's say everything is equal. You went there. Now you're in that. Remember, you have your consultation done, and then you're told that these are the cleansings that you need. And then you find out that this is not an amount that you can afford. It's to your discretion that you go and find someone else. There's nothing forcing you to get helped by this specific person. I think that's why it's like, what's the point of having this conversation? No one's putting a gun to your head to say that this is where you have to go. Unless your guides are very specific to say that we want you to be helped by this person, you know, then that's a different conversation.
Thokozani. I think what came to me, and I suppose even when I was preparing for this discussion, was the idea, Yoguti, there is a misconception that these prices that are charged by healers are at the discretion of that said healer, right? Whereas, you know, in this space, you are not an island as Mutu or Kewa, Twasa, Imbandini, that has a greater spiritual family, right? And often these decisions are not up to you individually as the healer, Right. And so usually abantu, when we have this conversation, it's almost as if, no, you decided about, okay, it's 15.5 this service. Whereas no, naturally when you prepare for a cleansing or for any kind of ritual or ritualistic work, you kind of have to go back to abantu abakuphetheyo ngokwakho, or rather your seniors at least, to get a clearer picture and I suppose a navigation system as to how go about that specific problem. Right.
Exactly.
And I think as well, sometimes in the spiritual space, and as much as on the inside we're empowered to say, but you have the choice to go somewhere else and you have the choice to seek healers, abantu often, go to people out of desperation and kubekho that fear yokuthi this person can see through me, right? And I think that is a big thing for people when they come to us. Abanye abantu bayoyika ukuba, ah, maybe umayihlome or umkhulu uthando lwethu can see nje yonke into ngam, so I'm too exposed here. There is that fear of not having options.
But that's interesting because Gandhi, what are you hoping is going to happen when you go and you consult with a person? If anything, you walk into my space, and clients are different. Other clients are forthcoming with what the issue is. Other clients are not, and it is my job to sit there with the help of my guides to find out what is the root cause of this problem. So maybe the person is not drinking enough water, or this person is not washing their hair enough, or they're not visiting the waters enough. Whatever the case might be, it is my job to expose whatever the causes of your issue are, your symptom. So if you walk into my space and you don't walk out feeling quote unquote exposed, maybe I didn't do a thorough job, So ubufuna kuthini? That becomes my questioning. What are you hoping happens? Yes, I'm not going to lie. There are healers that will tell you things that have nothing to do with the issue at hand. But if Lendo, that we are trying to find out, we're trying to have a solution around this issue is direct, and the things that are coming up are directly related to that, then please, I hope they're exposed. Even myself, Kengoku, as a client walking into another space, I hope that you expose those things. Because why else am I coming to you?
Okay, I think let's go a little bit into the conversation on cleansing, right? Naturally, you don't just go to a healer, ufike, and then the first day ufika ngakhona, you allow that person to take you to the water, right? I think maybe if you can give some insight on what would typically happen leading up to the cleansing, or leading up to a situation where there's a discernment yokuthi kune cleansing.
I think also, so first of all, there's a problem, right? So there's a symptom that person is experiencing. Amina is experiencing themselves feeling very lethargic, very uninterested, very drained, and it's happening in the most weirdest of times. Maybe I just feel overwhelmed when I'm at the office or whatever the case might be, and either through conversation with family members, a dream, whatever the case might be, I get guided now to go into a person's spiritual space and to get a consultation done, right? Because I've tried all these other methods. I went to the doctor's not helping. I've spoken to my therapist is not helping. So I'm like, actually, you know what? Let me go this route as well. And I get there, and this person, first of all, we have to have a consultation, right? Because I can come into a space and say, this is what I'm experiencing, but I still need to be able to read a person, use the tools that I have to my discretion, so whether I'm going to read your tarot cards or I'm going to throw bones or manzi and a candle, then I need to be able to use those tools to figure out what are the reasons behind the symptom, because everything you experience is a symptom to a greater issue. Then we throw bones. Sifuman said about, oh, okay, what's actually happening right now is that your aura is overwhelmed, your aura needs to be cleansed, you need a reset, but your guides are specifically requesting a cleansing that involves uku palaza, futa nogeza, you know, like a purge, a steam, and a bath. Or they're saying that we actually need to take you to the river, right? They're actually asking that no funa kugeza ngomswango, you need to cleanse your body using the incense of a goat or a cow, you know, whatever the case might be. And these are only things that can be found out through the investigation, the consultation with the patient, right? And then now we agree that, okay, this is what needs to happen. Then you corroborate either a dream or feelings or whatever the case might be. I always am a person who, even if this is what your bones are saying, I also want us to make sure that we're on the same page in terms of how are you feeling as a person, you know, right? Because I can tell you what you need to do, but that doesn't mean you're going to do it. So if there's reluctance, that's fine. But at least I've given you your quote unquote diagnosis along with a treatment plan. Let's say now the same page, we agree about, okay, what actually needs to happen here is you need to join us for a river cleansing. We need to have a personal river cleansing with Mkhulu Thando Lwethu. We set a date, everything. I tell you how much the cleansing is. You pay beforehand, and then siyazila. You know, we go into a mourning type of state where there's certain things. We're preparing to go and do this cleansing. Specifically, now I'm relating to going to visit a body of water, right? We need to at least we need to fast, essentially, for about a week, you know, where we observe certain things of no sexual activity, no alcohol. If people's guides are also very different. Some guides want a dry fast, you know. Some people's guides say that no meat, no red meat, or just vegetables, or whatever the guidance of Abantu Bakini have given us, that's what we need to follow. And then on that agreed date, we meet at the same space where we had our consultation. Maybe we had our consultation online. You come to my space, and then we make our way to the river and we have our cleansing. So it's not a, it isn't a, I have a headache, let me go to the pharmacy and buy Panado type of thing, right? There's a lot of steps involved in it, because even I could know as a healer, and I go to, let's say, someone that I trusted with Ubafo Wam, and I say, hey, Bafo, I feel like I need the water. It's still the duty of Ubafo Wam to still like, hey, let's check, you know, let's throw some bones. Let's do a thorough investigation to make sure that this is what you actually need. Because there's one thing that you need to keep in mind as a person, that if you don't do something properly, then you're going to have to repeat it. And rather, we don't repeat it. You know, it's because they're like saying, umsebenzi wamageza, you know, why is there so much repetition in this thing that we're doing? So in order to make sure that you're doing the thing properly, you must investigate, and you must ask the people, the forces and the guides that want this thing to be done, how it should be done. Mm. And if we've that the way we need to do things, or the way your guides want the things to be done, is not in a way that I do things, then it is also my duty to then say that I can't do things like that. That is not how I do things. I don't know how to do things like that. Can I please refer you to another healer? Or can you please go back to your people and ask them to show you to go to someone else who works in accordance to their requirements?
That is very important. Ngiyakhumbula umama owayendithwasisa uMathiyane used to say sometimes, uba mntanam, it is important uba utsho emntwini uba mhlawumbi iingxaki zakho are beyond the scope of my practice. And kuyenzeka. And sometimes as a healer, you want to be helpful. Right, particularly in your early days, right? You want to hear people's problems and intervene where and however you can. And sometimes it's a matter of discernment, I suppose, on your part, and your part as a healer, to be mature enough and to be honest enough with yourself to say, hey, andikwazi ukwenza lo msebenzi, ndicela ukuthi sibambisane bafo. Okanye bafo ndicela ukuthi umthathe lo mntu ndinobafo okwazi uyenza le nto, ndicela ukunihlanganisa.
Exactly.
Mm. And then now, Amina, say uZipho comes to Mkhulu Thando Lwethu. Mkhulu, ndinengxaki, Mkhulu Thando Lwethu, we speak about it and we get to the the part where we have to speak about an exchange of money. Ndithi ke kumkhulu, hey mkhulu, ndinengxaki andizukwazi ukuyikhupha yonke le mali ngexesha elinye. Ndiyakwazi ukuyibhatala in installments. Umkhulu uthini yena?
And again, now I must ask the people that I work for, because kahle kahle mna, I'm a tenant in this body, you know. The landlords have the last say, because it's their practice, it's their giftings. I go back to my people again, you know, hopefully we're having this conversation before the consultation is over. And I ask them, if I can ask them through bone, if I can ask them at a later stage, them and yoba pasel and yoba boza. But I get back to them and I say, hey, this is the debacle that we're finding ourselves in, right? Maybe there's been a prior conversation where they have given me allowance to say that if a person of such and such comes into the space and requests this type of arrangement, we are giving you the permission to. You know, these things work differently. Maybe even on the spot, I get the inclination that this is something that is okay, right? Then we agreed to terms of payment, right? But I'm also of the opinion that with when it comes to cleansings, usually these things are very urgent, right? Because also the human nature of people, we attend to things when they become catastrophic as opposed to when they are something small, especially when it comes to our lives. And I think also because your spirituality and how you're experiencing something is not always visible on the outside. You know, it's often things that you're experiencing on the inside, things that only you can see and feel. So sometimes it creates a delay around that. But if Kengoku, now we are seeing that, hey, we need to go to the river as in yesterday, right? How much can you pay Zipo? Uti no, I can give you 50% now, and I can give you 50% going in payday. Sivumelane. And it's when both people are both adults. And then we go to the river when we need to go to the river, or when we can, the next time slot becomes available. If not, we do things the other way around, that we will go to the river once you have paid up the full amount, for making sense. Because you must also understand that in the age that we live in, there's a lot of scamming, there's a lot of because I think people mustn't think that just because we're traditional healers, we're not susceptible to that. We're still people having a human experience, interacting with other people, you know? So it really depends on the discretion of the healer. But for me, it's a case-by-case basis. You know, what's happening? What am I feeling? What am I sensing? What am I being told? If maybe they say, no, I can give you a discount, then I give you a discount. Because at the end of the day, we need to heal and help the person facilitate the healing in the best way possible. But it's also important that we protect ourselves in the process, because nathi singabantu sizophela.
Kamakho mkhulu. Masithi ke ngoku umkhulu noZipho carry on with their agreement ukuthi 50% now, and then after the cleansing is done, right? Then we do the cleansing. At my next payday, this missile, but you know what? Umkhulu, I will observe our agreement. Uvele ke ngoku umkhulu ukuthi mhlawumbe after the river, you know, ndingaphatheki kakuhle emoyeni for whatever reason that requires your intervention again. Right? Do I come ke ngoku ndize kuwe ndithi mkhulu, hey, ndinale ngxaki kodwa ke mkhulu, andikakwazi ukupha mali at this point. Is it still at your discretion to carry on with whatever way you see fit? Or how do we navigate a situation like that?
I think it's still to my discretion. Because at the end of the day, you know, a healing process or healing journey is a working relationship, right? Like the process to even getting the consultation or figuring out that a cleansing is what we need. Even the results are not going to always be instant, right? So I think it's important to xa uhamba umntu ube nalamntu uyi-one umhambayo. So you're able to say, okay, no man, mkhulu, when we went to the waterfall, the experience was different to when we went to the river. as opposed to not being able to tell if am I getting a good response or good feedback or good reception from when I went to the waterfall with Umkhulu Thando Lwethu or when I went with another Sangoma. You see, so you want to be able to kind of focus what you're doing with this one person, with this one set of guides and your guides working together, first of all. So it's also very important to keep that relationship open and the communication channels very, very clear between you and that person. Like even myself, when I have clients after a cleansing, I always tell them to let me know what their dreams are, because we want feedback. We want to know, do they want this thing to be done differently? Were they happy with this? Is there a new guide? Are they saying, great, on to the next one? Am I making sense? Because even though we could throw bones and the bones are saying this thing, and I've done it to the best of my ability, there could be maybe a certain guide or to actually know, Dicela, next time, I want you guys to find a river that has a hill, like a hill or a mountain, and I need you guys to go pray by the mountain first and then go to the river. It's not to say Landubesi and Zekala didn't work, but it's to say that was a beginning point, right? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, healing is a journey. Healing is a journey.
Certainly, certainly. I mean, I just want to go back to, you know, to how we started this conversation and into that tweet that sparked, you know, quite that bit of engagement. There was another user who spoke about, you know, you can just voyage on your own into a body of water and so forth, right? Not needing a healer and not needing, you know, any kind of ritualistic practice or observation of any kind of practice or any kind of protocol. What would your advice or what would you say to that for a person who openly encourages people to be like, okay, yazini ne zihambele ukungcono? With what you know and what your experiences are, having been umntu ohamba emanzini, having been umntu who observes amanzi, what do you say to a person who genuinely wants healing and thinks that they can just embark on this by themselves?
Look, it's like anything. I think it's very important, né, that we don't try and treat our issues or our approach to healing as like a blanket solution, right? So what works for me won't necessarily work for you, Zipo, right? So if abantu bakokwenu have no problem with you doing things yourself, and they show you that, okay, you need A, B, C, D, you need to go to this water, you need to go at this time, uzafika pa uti, 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 then by all means do that. But I think there's a great danger that comes with doing things ungazaziyo, right? And if you don't know, then you need to seek guidance. So if you're not seeking guidance from a sangoma, a healer, a light worker, then seek guidance from your people. I think that's the most important thing, to make sure that you're doing things the way that it needs to be done. Because like you said, there are protocols that we observe, and we don't observe those protocols because we're bored. It's how we were taught. It's how we respect these spaces. It's what's requested of us from our guides. Because rivers and the ocean and all these places, those are not swimming pools. You know, those are places that we respect. That you, for the fact that you even go into that place to go and get cleansed, it means that place carries huge healing powers, right? So I think it's to the discretion of a person and what works for them from their guides, you know. Definitely don't go alone, you know, those types of things. Definitely go at a certain time where it's safer if you're going to be going alone. Because even myself, I didn't start off by working with a healer when I went to visit the waterfall. I was instructed by my guides that you need to find a waterfall. And that instruction was something that hung over my head for, I think, maybe 3 to 6 months until I found a waterfall. Then it was the next step, okay, fiku pahle, you know, and then the next time I went, it was, okay, go into the water, but you will do this and this and this. So relationships are not the same with people's guides, but I think it's very important that don't do what you're what other people are telling you to do. You know, like, cut out the noise. It's very important to zone in into what you are being told directly by your guides. And if you don't have the repertoire with your guides, then I suggest that it's safer to seek the counsel of someone else.
Thokozani Mkhulu. And now with people, you know, naturally going into cleansing season, going into a place where they are seeking out the help of traditional healers, can you give us a couple of green flags that clients can look out for? Because I think a lot of the time, we're often fixated on red flags to look out for in Izangoma, but what is it that people can look out for that are a sign of a positive kind of interaction?
I think it's very important that you listen to your gut feeling, you know. When you talk to Nkulutando Lwethu, do you feel uneasy, you know? Do you feel like heavy? Do you feel annoyed? Or are you feeling light? Do you feel like the conversation is flowing? Recently, so many people have been like, I know you from somewhere. And I'm like, hey, you've dreamt of me. You know, that type of thing. Like, how are you feeling when you're engaging with this person? That's the most important thing. I think your gut feeling is something you'll never go wrong on, you know? Also, it's quite difficult to say, what type of person are they on social media? Because Uamina and Nomkulutando Lwethu are two different entities, right? You can read my stuff on Twitter, but that's definitely not the old man who's going to be serving you when we're sitting in a consultation. So I think it's also important to give yourself a chance to engage that person. If maybe not personally, then, you know, through a consultation. It also helps sometimes when you can maybe get recommended somebody, you know, and you meet, let's say, Zipo, you're going to go and consult with, you're coming to consult with me, right? And you have a friend who also wants to consult with me. Maybe akukhaphe, you know, they accompany you to get an interaction or like just a feel of how do I feel when I'm inside that yard? You know, do I feel lighter? Do I feel safe? I think it's also a green flag if a person is if they communicate, you know, if they're open and honest and straightforward about, first of all, their availability, second of all, how they work, you know, like those types of things. But most importantly, I think it's also important to find and to gel with your healer on some level or the other. Because sometimes it could be a totally older person. So maybe the way you guys talk is not the same, but when you're in that yard, it always smells like your aunt's house. You know what I mean? Or the kitchen just reminds you of home. So those types of things of feeling settled, I think feeling grounded in a space, feeling grounded in communication and interaction with that person, those are some really important green flags. And as much as I said, yes, Amina and Nomkhulutando Lwethu are not the same entities, we can look at that from a different perspective to, do I agree with the things that Amina says, right? Because we can also say that there's qualities that I carry Nomkhulutando Lwethu within me. So, you know, like, do you agree with the vessel and how they conduct themselves or the way they think, the perceived way they think, because social media is also huge on perception. It's not necessarily who I am. And those are the types of things that you can lean into. I always try and warn people against, you know, like, the things are such as like going to a healer for like popularity and things like that, because at the end of the day, were you sent there or not? Like, also, do you guys speak the same language? Like, touch is closer, and that will immediately make you guys click. You know, like, there's little things that you can try and pick up on that will, you need to feel at ease, essentially. That's what I'm trying to say. You need to feel at ease. And that's the most important green flag out of it all. And I say at ease, and I'm not saying that you're not anxious about what you have to do or whatever the case might be, but you don't feel like there's a threat in front of you, you know, like a threat against your safety or whatever.
Yeah, bonga mkhulu, siyabonga la kwa gogo for sharing your insights. And as a friend of the show, we are likely to have you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that is it from this edition of Gogo Have I Been Scammed. To share your story with us, please email us on gogohaveibeenscammed@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can reach out to us on the socials via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok under the handle @gogohaveibeenscammed. Remember that you can find our latest podcast on the Sowetan Live website under the podcast tab, alternatively across digital streaming platforms, Iono FM, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to our other podcasts, Sunday Times Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, 30 Years of Democracy, Business Day Spotlight, and Chisa Live. Gogo Have I Been Scammed is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Muzo. I have been your host, Gogo Zipho Dolamo, and until next time, Thokozani emakhosini tamagwini.